Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you a collection of football-oriented interviews. And this particular show, I'm very excited about. The College the Pro platform is always there to kind of enhance and enlighten the progress of players going through the process. And today we have a fantastic guest. It's the founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group, and that's none other than Jeff Whitney. And him and his partner, Adisa Bakari, they have a fantastic thing going on where they call it a players retreat. And that's what we're going to start touching base on today is, you know, so many things go on in NFL players' lives. I think, according to Sports Illustrated, 78% of these guys eventually go broke. And, that's a scary number when you think about it. And, most of the time when, you know, your latter days, your midlife retirement days is when you have your biggest assets and, you know, as much money as you have to retire on. And for these guys, they kind of go the opposite route. Their money comes very early, and then they have to make that last. And this is just part of the process of these guys being able to kind of enhance and show these guys the path and help them create a lifestyle where they avoid going broke and they can sustain well and, you know, and maintain that wealth long after their playing days. But as promised, the founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group, Jeff Whitney, here on the C2P. Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time. How have you been, my man?
I've been good, Bo. It's always good, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I was perusing the internet, and when I was coming across some things, and you know, I found out you guys were doing this retreat, I thought, man, this is a great opportunity because you know, I always like seeing people kind of, you know, maintain what they have and kind of continue to grow, and I think that's what you guys have, have done, and I was excited to see that you had, you know, executive director Demaryius Smith of the NFLPA speak at your retreat down in Miami. But kind of get a little to your background so the listeners know, you know, what you bring to the table, and then we'll get into, you know, what you guys were doing in Miami.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Look forward to really getting into some of the specifics of the retreat and giving your listeners kind of an idea of why we do it and what it means for our practice, and more importantly, what it means for our clients, our players. But as you mentioned, I'm one of the founders. I'm the president of the Sports and Entertainment Group in Washington, D.C., along with my partner, Adisa Bakari. Adisa started the practice about 20 years ago. We went to law school at the University of Wisconsin together. And I joined them now about a decade ago, going on 10 years ago. I was a litigator, trial attorney prior to that, and went over, joined Adisa, and I guess as they say, the rest is history. We've been chugging along ever since. And as you said, you know, adding clients, growing the practice, and really trying to, service our guys at a very high level.
Definitely. And I'm not saying this because you're on the show, but I mean this because, you know, I talk with a lot of folks in your business. If my son was about to sign with an agency, I'd want him to sign with you guys. But that's how much I respect what you guys do. And I think you guys really carry the things off the field. And I think this translates into the retreat that we're going to get into. I mean, how did this idea go about? And then I know it's kind of grown. I know the numbers have grown. And it seems like these guys take a lot out of it. But just kind of take us through, you know, how this got started. And once these guys arrive, wherever the destination may be, I think it does change. But once these guys arrive at the retreat, kind of take us into the mindset of what goes on.
You know, it's funny because it really, you know, Adisa, you were sitting around, you know, a decade ago, literally, as I'm joining the practice. And we're really, you know, our focus, man, it really is long term. And our business model, it's a very unique. It's different in our industry. We don't just function as sports agents. We provide our guys with, you know, full business and legal services. And our goal is to not just be our clients agents for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, however long they're playing football. Our ultimate goal is to help our guys obviously be successful on and off the field during their career, but more importantly, is to really help our guys be successful as they transition out of the league and into their second career. And so that's really, you know, kind of the genesis of the entire idea of having our sports retreat was, what can we do to help our guys once they're transitioning out? What can we do, these guys, really fulfill some of their long-term business and professional goals? And so the idea literally started, I think, over lunch. Adisa had the idea. We said, let's see how to go. And so our first one was in Washington, D.C. about a decade ago. And now, you know, we're rolling into, like I said, you know, decade full of them. And they changed every year. We changed the locations. We've done it in D.C. We've done it in Vegas. The last few have been in Miami. A lot of our guys train at facilities in Miami in the off season, and we do it every year around the same time. We try to get our guys all together right before they head to training camp. It seems to be a really good time to get guys together. And most of our guys are in Miami, so we've had it in Miami the last few years. But, yeah, it was just one of those ideas really just born out of us sitting down and trying to figure out what we can do to continue to help our guys long-term. And so that's really how the idea began.
Awesome stuff. Once again, founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group, Jeff Whitney, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And you can follow Jeff on Twitter at JWhitney1. Again, that's at Twitter. He has the at JWhitney1. So these guys arrive. I mean, I'm sure it just builds some camaraderie with the guys, too. I mean, obviously, they're all, you know, under the umbrella of the Sports Entertainment Group, but I think these guys just probably getting to know each other and kind of breaking down some walls and building friendships probably helps as well. But when these guys sit in the room, especially with Demarius Smith down there, I mean, this guy's the head of the, you know, executive director of the NFLPA. I mean, how much did they pick their brain, and how much do you think these guys got out of it?
But look, having Demarius there was, I think, just look, most guys go through their career without ever having really any type of relationship, conversation with anyone at the union. And for us, we just thought it was important, given all that's going on in the league. We thought it was an apt time to have Demarius just address our guys directly and have our guys ask him whatever questions may be on their mind and any concerns they may have about the business of the NFL. And it ended up being a really, I think, powerful hour. Our guys, I think, got a lot of value out of it. They had a lot of questions. I think if you asked Demore, I think he was pretty impressed with the room, the engagement, the questions that came out of that room. But it was really I think, a special event to have him come and speak directly to our guys. And so I know they got a lot out of it. We also had, along with Demarius, we had Zamir Cobb, who, funny enough, was one of my partner Adisa's first clients, who now works for the NFLPA, come down and talk to our guys about the importance of being involved with the union, about being a player rep. And so the focus this time, and we change the focus every year. Some years it's how to be an entrepreneur. Some years it's a social function, an activist function of how to give back. And this year we just thought it was a really good time to really have a sit down with the folks at the union and really have our guys get the information firsthand, not necessarily through, you know, rumor, innuendo, or what some other player may be filtering, but actually, you know, sit down with Demarius and let's have a conversation about your union. And so it went off very well, I think.
Definitely. And for the folks out there listening, you're probably wondering, well, who do they represent? I'll just name drop a few names that I know everybody's going to know out there. I'm sure everybody watched the New England Patriots come back and the victorious win over the Atlanta Falcons in last year's Super Bowl. And the young man that scored the winning touchdown, James White, is part of their group. Pittsburgh Steelers, Le'Veon Bell, and one of the all-time greats, Maurice Jones-Drew, also a client of these guys. So when these guys get down there, and I you know, I don't know how this, you know, goes exactly, but just say if player X wants to invite player B and player B isn't a client, I mean, are these guys allowed to show up, or is it just more just an exclusive to your guys' fraternity?
you know, that's a great question, Bo. And so you can imagine, man, this thing has grown exponentially from literally just, hey, let's get our guys together and have some, you know, veteran players talk to our rookie players, our second-year players talk to our rookie players, do a little business talk, some things like that, to now where, you know, it's full three-day program. And as you can imagine, man, we have a number of players that say, hey, I was talking to, you know, player, you know, X, Y, or whoever it may be, and he wants to come along. But having said that, for now, look, we've limited to our guys and our players for the most part. Obviously, you know, it's some internal things we like to get done and some things. But every year the requests grow for folks to kind of come and get the information because, quite frankly, you know, they're not getting it anywhere else. And that's the truth. And, you know, back to your point earlier, you mentioned we get these guys together and they form relationships. You know, perfect example of something that's happened over the last couple of years. So we represent Antoine Bethea. We represent Kendall Langford. Came in the league at different times, didn't know each other. And through, you know, through this retreat and some of the things we do from a business standpoint, they've gotten to know each other very well personally, but more important professionally. And over the last couple of years, they've opened up a couple of businesses together. And that's the whole idea is to, number one, we help our guys elongate their career. Look, whatever the stats may be, 3, 4 years, 5 years, the length of a career in the NFL isn't long. So the first thing we want to do is get our guys with Maurice Jones-Drew, who played nearly a decade, Matt Forte, who's still playing, Antoine Bethea, who's in year 11, Kendall Langford, Justin Durant. We have a host of guys who are playing 10-plus years in this league. We want them to talk to our guys, about our younger guys, about how to elongate their career, how to be a professional on and off the field, how to take care of your body, things like that. And so you can imagine when we have this panel of these veterans talking to our guys, it really resonates with our younger guys. That's number one. The second thing is trying to make sure, again, help our guys understand that 80% of players end up leaving this game with absolutely nothing. What can we do as a business team to help them not end up being a statistic? That's number two. And number three, it's the transition. How can we help our guys ease and smooth that transition into whatever's next? And so the idea of Kendall and Antoine entering into a business relation, it really came out of this retreat. And so that's just one example of one of the business kind of things that's come out of this retreat over the last few years.
So once again, founder, president of the Sports Entertainment Group, Jeff Whitney, here on the C2P as we're trying to enlighten some of the careers of these young men. And, you know, we can't wait to get this podcast out in Twitter and social media so these guys can all listen. I mean, any player out there I think is going to kind of, you know, find some positive in something like this and maybe, you know, kind of check into it in a deeper level. And obviously, if you want to follow today's guest, he's on Twitter at JWhitney1. You know, you said this thing's about a decade old, Jeff, and I'm sure, you said like, the agenda kind of changes from year to year, but can you kind of say or think of some things like that, you know, when you started this, you never thought this might be something you have to address, and lo and behold, in 2017, this might be an issue, or is this something that doesn't ring a bell maybe?
No, I mean, look, every year there's something different that needs to be addressed and has to be addressed. Look, I'm, you know, getting old and kind of telling my age, but, I mean, you know, 10 years later, for me, I mean, just how to deal with the social media is something that something new comes out of that every year, and we have to address it in a different way every year. And every year I'm amazed by the things that change, how quickly it changes, and how that affects our players and letting them, you know, really kind of giving them some instruction. We've always got some social media component to the retreat where folks come out to tell our players how to address these issues. But the social media, for me, it's important for us as advisors and attorneys to really understand what's going on in that kind of media spot. Okay. And so for me, it just never ceases to amaze me the different things that are going on, whether it's a different app or how people are using these things and really letting our players understand how to use them in positive ways and not negative ways. And then just, you know, it's just a whole different world in as far as the things that come out of that can come out of that in a negative way if folks do it the wrong way. So for me, that's really over the last decade, something that, you know, I see changing literally daily and having to keep up with it and having to keep our players informed as to what to do, what not to do, and really how to utilize that in your best interest. And I think that's probably the one thing.
Nice. And this retreat, I mean, you guys say, you know, there's different, things going on throughout the day, but I'm sure there has to be a point where you guys relax. I don't know if you sit by the pool, you know, that team camaraderie type idea, you know, you see teams go out, do some paintball stuff, maybe go golfing. I mean, is there some fun relaxation times? And if there is, I mean, could you share with a story where a couple players where people would be familiar with and just, you know, something off the wall?
There is absolutely no downtime and no fun time in Miami with a group of NFL players. I kid, I joke, man. Look. Obviously, the point is obviously it's a 3-day business retreat, but you know we do mix in some fun, and we've done a variety of team building activities over the years, from bowling, which sounds boring, but we've done some interesting kind of bowling, midnight light bowling, that kind of thing, to last year we did paintball, and the paintball went over so well 2 years ago, we did it again this year. And not anybody specifically, but let's just say these guys, the competitive juices really start flowing in the paintball tournament. We break the teams up into AFC and NFC, and it gets really, really competitive. I've had a couple of shots in the head, the lip, so it's a really fun time. But guys, I mean, look, the bowling gets competitive. We break the something that seems as, you know, kind of benign and boring as bowling. When you separate, you know, AFC versus NFC, and you got Maurice Jones-Drew on one end and Le'Veon Bell on another, and the juices get flowing, and the next thing you know, we've got some of the most interesting bowling matches, in the history of bowling. So, but no, it's always good to do the team building. And obviously, a large part of what we do, in addition to the business part, the relaxation team building, we always have a charitable function. The last couple of years, we've teamed up with the NFL Yet Center in Liberty City, and we've done backpack giveaways, school supply giveaways. And so really just to, you know, again, have our guys understand that this is bigger than them and that it's bigger than football and it's bigger than sport.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Once again, Jeff Whitney, founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group, joining us here on the C2P. As we said earlier in the show, if you want to listen to this show again, download it, listen to it at your leisure. You can always find it at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. It'll just be your free accessible access to this podcast featuring, again, our guest, Jeff Whitney. You can follow him on Twitter at JWhitney1. That's, again, JWhitney1. I was excited you come on, man. Like I said, I was looking forward to this show. We've been talking about it for a little while, and I know you're busy, and obviously I'm sure you're making the rounds, just spending time at training camps, you know, seeing your guys, and obviously the season's right around the corner, and I'll be seeing you in Pittsburgh. I know you have your guys there, but again, Jeff, we'd just like to say thanks for coming on, and safe travels, and stay blessed, my man.
Hey, Bo, I really appreciate you having me on, man, and I'm sure, as always, I'll see you out on the trail, man.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jeff Whitney, founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group. And, folks, I'm not telling you this because he came on the show, because, you know, we have a litany of guests that come on this show, but I'm telling you, these guys really cross the T's, dot the I's, and they're about as professional as you can find when, you see these guys out on the road. I mean, they're just doing their thing. They're not flashy. They're not showy. They're just kind of getting it done, and they're just kind of in the background, just and you see them, and to see their clientele, obviously, I think it speaks for itself and the results and what they're doing besides just being an agent. They're kind of really taking it to the next level of really devoting themselves to a lifestyle to create a better atmosphere for their clients. And you know what? It's one of those things when everybody wins, and you can find that internal success and that long-term wealth. I think that's what they're looking to help their guys do. Again, Jeff Whitney, our special guest today, the founder and president of the Sports Entertainment Group. You can find him on Twitter at JWhitney1. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you listening. It is C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.